And this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado Republicans are gearing up for some big decisions about their future. GOP leaders and members of the state's Central Committee are meeting today. They'll talk about efforts to ban unaffiliated voters from participating in their primary. Earlier this week, the party sued the state in federal court. They say a state proposition that allows unaffiliated voters to participate in primary elections in Colorado is unconstitutional. A Colorado Senate leader is stepping down to join the Denver mayor's office. Dominic Moreno of Commerce City was the youngest member of the state legislature when he was first elected at the age of 27. Now, 11 years later, he's resigning from the upper ranks of the state Senate to become a top aide for new mayor Mike Johnston.
To be part of that on the ground level, building the team and building the infrastructure that's necessary to accomplish those goals just really appealed to me.
Moreno would have had to leave the Senate next year anyway due to term limits. A wildfire burning north of Gunnison is now more than halfway contained. Fire officials say cooler weather and rain have helped prevent the low-lying fire from spreading. About a dozen homes in unincorporated Gunnison County remain under a mandatory evacuation. Folks in Gunnison and Crested Butte could see some smoky skies this weekend. Meanwhile, the Front Range could see some severe thunderstorms later today, especially for areas south of Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.